नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मूकं करति वाचालं पङ्गुलङ्गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणम् श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 28, text 5. Kapil's instructions on devotional service. Maunam sadasana jaya Stariyam pranajaya sani प्रत्याहारसेन्द्रियाणाम् विषयान् मनसा हृदि मौनं सदासनाजयः स्थैर्यं प्राणजयसने प्रत्याहारश्चन्द्रियाणाम् विषयान् मनसा हृदि मौनं सदासनाजयः स्थैर्यं प्राणजयसने प्रत्याहारश्चन्द्रियाणाम् विषयान् मनसा हृदि मौनं सदासनाजयः स्थैर्यं प्राणजयसने प्रत्याहारश्चन्द्रियाणां विषयान् मनसा हृदि मौनं सदासनाजयः प्राणजयसने प्रत्याहारश्चन्द्रियाणां विषयान् मनसा हृदि मौनं सदासनाजय स्थैर्यं प्राणजयसने प्रत्याहारश्चन्द्रियाणां विषयान् मनसा हृदि मतजी मौनम् साइलेंस सत् गुड आसन योगिक पोस्चर्स जयः कंट्रोलिंग स्थैर्यम् स्टेडीनेस प्राणजयः कंट्रोलिंग द वाइटल एयर शनै ग्रेजुअली प्रत्याहार विथड्रॉल च एंड इंद्रियाणम ऑफ द सेंसेस विषयात फ्रॉम द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स मनसा विद द माइंड हृदय एंड द हार्ट. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: One must observe silence, acquire steadiness by practicing different yogic postures, control the breathing of the vital air, withdraw the senses from the sense objects, and thus concentrate the mind on the heart. Purport: The yogic practices in general and Hatha Yoga in particular are not ends in themselves. They are means to the end of attaining steadiness. First, one must be able to sit properly, and then the mind and attention will become steady enough for practicing yoga. Gradually, one must control the circulation of vital air, and with such control, he will be able to withdraw the senses from the sense objects. In the previous verse, it is stated that one must observe celibacy. The most important aspect of sense control is controlling sex life. That is called brahmacharya. By practicing the different sitting postures and controlling the vital air, one can control and restrain the senses from unrestricted sense enjoyment. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्री गुरो श्रीतपदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवं च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथ नितन्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णं चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकांत नमस्ते तप्तकांतन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशवानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावरन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमे गौरतिसे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे. मौनं सदा सनजय स्तरियं प्राणजय सने प्रत्याहारश्चेन्द्रियाणं विषयान् मनसा हृदि. सो हियर इन दिस वर्स ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम, लॉर्ड कपिल देव व्हाइल इंस्ट्रक्टिंग टू हिज मदर देवहूति इज एक्सप्लेनिंग about the process of yoga practice by which one can meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. So here in this verse, Lord Kapildev is instructing that how one should start practicing this yogic process to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the previous verse, it has already been stated that how one should restrain from sex life, otherwise one cannot be a yogi. Nowadays, we see this yogic practice is being conducted just to become healthy or develop some bodily strength. As a result, one can enjoy sex life. So, but this is not the goal of practicing yoga. Nowadays, this yoga has become very famous because of this. But actually, the yogic practice, which was prevailing in previous ages and specifically in Satya Yuga, that was the yoga for meditation. Krita yat dhyayate Vishnu. So to meditate on the form of Lord Vishnu, people used to perform this yogic process. And especially here this Hatha Yoga process has been described. So this basic requirement of practicing this yogic process is that one should abstain from sex life, and then one should go to a secluded place where one can meditate. And in a secluded place, it is the basic necessity that one should observe silence, maunam. Without being silent, one cannot control his senses or mind. Because nowadays we see people, they always want to talk something. It may not be about Krishna, it may be about their home affairs, about social affairs, political affairs. Everyone wants to speak. Actually, very few people are eager to listen. Everyone wants to speak. So anyway, and by speaking, just unnecessary things, we are actually wasting our energy. When we speak unnecessary things, we waste our energy. That's why we cannot concentrate. To prepare oneself to concentrate on the form of the Supreme Lord, the basic necessity is one should abstain from sex life, go to a secluded place and observe silence. Don't speak. And in that way one preserves the energy, the vital energy, to concentrate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here it says, Maunam Sada Asana Jaya. So when one restrains himself from speaking or maintains silence, then one has to accept a proper sitting posture. That is also very important. And in the sitting posture, that should be in a pure place, not in an ordinary place or any other place. That's why the yogis, they prefer to go to the forest and they sit on the bank of a river, which is considered pure, because the rivers are holy rivers. And they sit in a pure place. So when one sits in a pure place, then naturally that will impact the mind. If the environment is pure, then that will actually affect the mind to remain pure. One cannot think about impure things. So it is also essential. And then one has to sit in proper posture. Like Dhruva Maharaj, when he was instructed by Narad Muni, he went to perform this process of meditation on the Supreme Personality of Godhead at Madhuvan. And Madhuvan means Mathura, that is Brajamandal, where Sannidhyam Nityadahare. In Madhuvan, one can get the association of Lord Hari all the time, because the Lord is residing in Brajabhumi all the time, eternally. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam nagacchati. The Lord does not leave Vrindavan and go outside even one step. He always resides there. That means when one will meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if one meditates or performs any type of devotional service in Vrindavan, that gives 1,000 times more benefit than any other place. The same activity we may do in any other place, but when we do it in Vrindavan, that gives 1,000 times more benefit. That's why Narad Muni had instructed Dhruva Maharaj to go to Vrindavan, to a pure place, spiritual place, where the mind will be peaceful and one can also perform devotional service peacefully. That's why it is a prerequisite to go to a holy place, or at least at the bank of a river. We see in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam that all the great sages, those who are performing this type of austerities, are always taking shelter of a holy place or of a bank of a river. So here, after taking shelter of a holy place or a pure place and restraining oneself from unnecessary frivolous talks, means keeping silence, he should sit in a proper posture, take an asana. It has been suggested that when one goes to a holy place, one sits, he does not sit on the ground. Always there should be an asana or a place, sitting place. Like when we worship the deities, we always stand on an asana. We don't stand or sit on the ground and worship. Okay, that keeps us pure. So here the yogis generally they take the asana, sometimes the skin of a deer they put on the ground so the insects don't crawl in. That is the idea. Because the deer skin is very smooth, just like very smooth, so the insects do not come in. They can sit there peacefully, facing eastwards, and then in a proper posture they have to also sit. There are so many different asanas in yogic process. Padmasana, that is one familiar asana. One sits in Padmasana. And then, of course, when Dhruva Maharaj did his austerity, he stood actually. He stood in one leg. He was doing very severe austerities. So one can sit. This is the proper way to sit on one asana, and specifically Padmasana, and to sit in that asana for a considerable time is also necessary. Because sometimes when we squat somewhere, sit in one place, we are not able to sit there for a longer period. We have to get up, move. And of course nowadays, in Kali Yuga, our body would not permit to do this kind of yoga actually, Hatha Yoga. This was mentioned for Satya Yuga. Lord Kapil Dev was instructing this to Mother Devahuti for Satya Yuga. But in Kali Yuga this is very difficult to do. We cannot sit on, even on the ground. How to speak of sitting in asana and meditate. So then he says that one must observe silence, and then one should practice different yogic postures. And when one would sit in a proper posture, then he will be steady. He will not move. Because he would sit for a long time, this practice would go for a long time, so he will attain steadiness by practicing these yogic postures of sitting. And then after one is steady in sitting, because people, those who cannot sit for a longer time, they become unsteady, so they have to get up. So this practice is also necessary to perform this Hatha Yoga process. And also we should understand this process is actually artificial process. Because in devotional service, the most important part of devotional service is to control the mind and control the senses. So when we control the mind, automatically the senses would be controlled. Because the mind is controlling all the senses. And it has been stated that mana eva manusyanam karanam bandham akhyaya. This mind is the cause of human beings for liberation or bondage. The mind is cause of liberation or bondage for human beings. And it depends upon us how we are utilizing our mind. If we are utilizing our mind in a proper way, it can lead us to liberation. But if we are controlled by our mind, then that will lead us to bondage, material bondage. So it depends upon us how we are utilizing this mind. So if we are unable to control our mind in a proper way, then that will cause us bondage in this material world. And the most familiar process or easy process is to engage the mind in this service of Krishna. Generally, the devotees, they do in this age specifically, that we engage our mind in hearing about Krishna, we engage our mind in chanting the holy name of Krishna, we engage our mind in remembering Krishna, we engage our mind in worshipping the deity of Krishna. In this way, we engage our mind in all these different kinds of devotional services. That's why there is no time for the mind to think about anything else other than devotional service. But if our mind is not engaged in these activities, then mind cannot remain empty. It has to think something. If we don't think about Krishna, then we will think about Maya. Next alternative is there. So it is up to us how we are utilizing our mind and thus controlling our senses and making advancement in devotional service. So this is a natural process of devotional service, that we engage our mind in 9 kinds of devotional service, Navadha Bhakti. But in previous age, this Hatha Yoga process was recommended to control the mind, which is actually an artificial process. Sometimes we see that some people, they cannot engage their mind in natural devotional service of Krishna. So for them, it is recommended that they have to take this artificial process of controlling the mind. And they have to follow this Hatha Yoga process, by which mind will be automatically controlled. The whole idea of this process is just to control the mind. So either we can control our mind through natural devotional service in Navadha Bhakti, or we will follow the process of Hatha Yoga. But in Kali Yoga, this is not possible. There is no solitary place, no pure place. Even the banks of the rivers are polluted. The water of the river is also polluted. What to speak of the bank of the river? Everything is polluted. The atmosphere is polluted. The foodstuff is polluted. Everything is polluted. So, in Kali Yuga specifically, that's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us this natural way of devotional service. The same Lord, Kapil Dev, gave this process of devotional service in Satya Yuga. But the same Lord at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us this devotional service of chanting the holy name of the Lord in Kali Yuga. And this is the most easiest process of chanting the holy name. Anyone can chant the holy name of the Lord anywhere and get Krishna Prem, which is the ultimate benefit of this chanting. And it is easily rewarded by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age of Kali. So, and when one chants this holy name of the Lord, naturally his heart will be purified and he will develop natural attraction for the service of Krishna. And his mind will be engaged in Krishna's service. This is a natural process. But those who cannot do this, sometimes we hear that people, they say that our mind is restless. And this is true also. Arjuna also admitted that. When Krishna was telling him, he was telling about this yogic process to Arjuna, or throw Arjuna to the mankind. Arjuna was telling, how can I control my mind? This is so restless, obstinate. Very difficult to control the mind. So for them, this process has been suggested, those who cannot control. And this needs practice. And what Krishna said to Arjuna? Abhyasayana dukanteya vairagyena chagiyate. You have to practice controlling the mind. And you have to develop detachment. Detachment from sense gratification. So that is important. That we have to develop detachment from sense gratification and practice controlling the mind. That's why we should abstain from frivolous talks. Maunam, keep silence, and this is actually one qualification of a devotee. A devotee is mauni. He does not speak ordinary things. He only speaks about Krishna. When he does not speak about Krishna, he keeps silence. And in that way conserves his energy to engage in Krishna's service. So, these Hatha yogis, they used to do like this. To control the mind, they have to practice this thing. Keep silence, practice this different yogic postures, and then prana jaya sane. When one becomes very steady in the sitting posture, then he will try to control the vital airs which is flowing in the body. Actually, our movements are all controlled by the air. Our speaking, our walking, our talking, everything. It's controlled by the air in the body. And this vital air, which is actually sustaining this body. So that is very important to control them. They are called pranavayus, these vital airs. So, a yogi controls these airs in the body. How it controls? Na pranayam, through pranayam. Pranayam means like we are taking air and living the air. So, we are inhaling and exhaling. And when this inhaling and exhaling stops, that means the person is dead. The air is not circulating in his body. And to control the mind, the yogi controls this inhaling and exhaling. And when one controls this process of inhaling and exhaling, that is called pranayam. And through this process, the yogi tries to erase this kundalini shakti, it is said in Hatha Yoga. There is an energy called kundalini, which is sitting at Muladhara Chakra. There are six chakras in the whole body. Starts from Muladhara Chakra in yogic process. by controlling the life air or this inhaling and exhaling, the yogi actually erases, or you can say inspires, this kundalini shakti to rise from Muladhara chakra, and it comes upwards through the body, and it passes through all different chakras. Muladhara, Swadhisthana, all these chakras are there. Ajna, all these chakras are there. And the last chakra is Sahasrara chakra here. The yogis, they can leave their body according to their will. And Prabhupada says that there are many yogis, those who are practicing this Hatha Yoga process, they are living for hundreds of years, 500 years, 1,000 years. They live like that because they control the air, life air. And when they leave their body, the life air lives through Sahasrara chakra. So that is the process of yoga, yogis. So here it has been stated that when this kundalini shakti rises from Muladhara chakra upwards inside the body, and there is a Sushumna vein, and it rises through Sushumna vein. So then, as it rises upward, the mind gradually becomes controlled. It leaves its restlessness. It affects the mind immediately. The mind leaves its restlessness and becomes gradually controlled. That's why it says, prana jaya sanai pratyahara sendriyana. And when a yogi becomes perfect in this pranayama process and raising this kundalini shakti, then what happens? The mind becomes less restless and gradually it becomes steady. Then pratyahara. The mind does not look for its sense objects. The mind looks for sense objects through the senses. And the senses are always looking for sense objects. As soon as they come in contact with sense objects, they become attracted towards sense objects. Then mind thinks about it, then feels about it, then wills. When one one sense is in contact with sense object, immediately it is reported to the mind, and mind thinks about that sense object. And while thinking, mind thinks, if I get that sense object, how I will become happy? How much I will become happy? The mind actually feels within himself initially. And when he feels that happiness within the mind, then he wills to get that sense object. So this is the process. So when the mind is controlled through this pranayama process, then it withdraws itself from sense objects and it gradually becomes steady. So pratyahara sendriyanam, the senses, they are withdrawn. When mind is controlled, The senses are withdrawn from their respective sense objects. Then Vishayan Manasa Arudhi. So when the senses are withdrawn from sense objects, then the minds become completely steady. And when the mind becomes completely steady, then the yogi, what he does? Then he meditates in the heart. And meditates whom? On the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is sitting in everyone's heart as Paramatma. And Paramatma has a feature. He has a form. So the yogi meditates on the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma. And a bhakti yogi, he meditates on the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in this way, his meditation becomes steady and perfect. Like Dhruva Maharaj, when he was meditating, and he was meditating on the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. But when the Lord came to benedict Dhruva Maharaj, and he appeared in front of him personally, Dhruva Maharaj, while meditating within the heart, his meditation broke. He could not see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart anymore. Then he was disturbed. What happened to my meditation? I was seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead within my heart. Then immediately he opened his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, he saw the same personality of Godhead in front of him standing. And when Dhruva Maharaj saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he became very blissful. He saw in front of him the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he fell flat in front of the Lord to offer his prostrated obeisances. So this is the perfection of meditation. That when one will see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, and for that, this is the prerequisite to control the mind fully, withdraw the senses from sense objects, then only we will be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within our heart, and at the same time, we can also see him within and without, outside also. That is the perfection of yoga. So here, the Lord Kapil Dev is instructing about this process of yoga to Mother Devahuti, which was actually meant for Satya Yuga. And in Kali Yuga, it may not be possible for us because we are so much disturbed. So it is, that's recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that chant the holy name of the Lord and dance in ecstasy. Chanting and dancing and taking Krishna Prasad, this is the natural way of performing devotional service and enter into ecstasy of devotional service. This is meant for Kali Yuga, and by this process we can also control our mind and be purified and attain the lotus feet of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments or questions? जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि।